this is the best stuff for you if you will drink it. Okay. I don't need a big glass. I need just a little glass. He may be out saying about that calf. I don't know. She was so funny. She was just standing there by the gate.
Yeah.
When we came up, we have a calf. And guy just, that guy heard him come in. He just opened the gate and she walked in.
Well, you got company.
Yeah, I got Miss Daisy up here. The only thing she, Miss Daisy, the only thing she'll do is drink a little Gatorade.
Well, that's just good enough for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. I've been out there looking at them calves. I didn't miss any out front that day.
Daisy says she saw them today. Or last night, maybe. I didn't see any.
Yeah, they were playing out there. They're just running, kicking up the heels.
That's the first time them loading been over there.
Oh, is it?
In that passage.
Oh. Yeah. They said they were running, kicking up the heels.
They like going distance.
Oh, they do love to change pastures, don't they?
They say they do.
Never thought.
They love it.
And they all do love to do it. And the horses do too. Oh, they just race
them. Yeah, I hear them running at in the evening late. Just be running up and down the fence.
Yeah.
Like they would run that one another, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. Enjoying it. And when we move them from one pasture to the other, that's when they.
That little, one of those little heifers, the bull got to her. She's 2 years old. She won't be 2 years old and she'll have a calf.
Yeah.
And the vet was out here and said if she was fat, she couldn't have a calf.
Yeah.
I said the best thing for her was an old palmetto thicket. He said, that's what he said, though.
That's right.
He mm-hmm. said if we didn't starve her, she wouldn't make it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, just like, you know, you just guess she's just too fat.
Hmm.
So, I brought her around here, and I keep her there in the corral all day. She can't get out, can't eat. Oh, she's a great eater.
Yeah.
Oh, when she hears that bucket, she doesn't walk.
Oh.
She races over there.
That's why she's so fat.
That's right.
Oh, she's beautiful, Betsy. She is just.
Want to move over here?
She was over here.
Uh-huh.
Was one of the young ones over there.
Oh, you're taking her out.
This town life just gets me, Miss.
Yeah.
You know that.
You getting so you don't like it?
Getting so. I'm it's not improving.
No.
I try to kid myself now and then. Hey, I just remembered. You had an early caller down there one day, Miss Betty.
Had a what?
You had an early caller. This boy.
Yeah.
Come down there before you got up.
She did.
This boy came down there with his coffee cup that morning.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? And you. A little early.
Yeah.
Faye was a cause of that. She sicked him on you.
Yeah.
I tell you what happened. He came in here for a cup of coffee. And we weren't up yet. So I said, Rick, take your coffee and go on down and drink it with Miss Betsy.
Who was that?
That young boy that came
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah. I don't guess I was up.
No.
What are you doing up so early?
Oh, he just got up. He said you were up.
Was I?
You talked to him.
I don't remember. Oh, yes, and he did come down there with a cup of coffee. Uh-huh.
he thought when he come back up here, he said he thought he'd come to the wrong house. Well, sir, Miss Betsy, I missed out on all the visiting over there, but they really had some visiting, didn't they?
Yeah, sure did.
All of them was there.
Yeah, all of them.
I'm sorry we had so much company that week. I wanted to meet those people, the family.
Yeah. Well, is that a way sometimes?
You knew them all.
No, I didn't know them all.
You knew Shug?
Huh?
You knew Shug.
Shug? Oh, yeah, I know her when she's a little girl.
Yes. I like
Shug. She's the age of Elizabeth. But she went to New York. She wasn't grown when she went to New York. Her mother's up there. So she went up there to her mother. She just like her mother.
She just like her mother?
That's a loop. No, they come down from a ship to drown it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they was all down here when a ship was drowning. And so, that's only about to come with Dr. Lee. I mean, but Shug.
Oh, Dr. Lou is in that family up there, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a... Her and Martha is sisters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, her and Martha, sisters.
Now, how is Martha connected with Father May?
Walk is her grandfather. No, Walk is her daddy. Shoe's grandfather.
Yeah.
But that's it. Her mother as Wolf's daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He ain't doing well. He had two strokes.
Oh.
Two light strokes.
He hadn't done well a long time, has he?
No, but he's had his stroke here last week. I hadn't seen Miss Daisy today. I don't know what happened to her.
Oh, you haven't seen her?
I saw her going in the post once. And I saw the insurance man was there once today. And I know she was there when the insurance man was there. But other than that, I hadn't seen her. I don't know if she's sick. I didn't go over there, but I didn't know. But she, her house was shut up, and I just didn't go over there. I thought she told me she was going to the store yesterday evening. They said she was going to get ready and go down to the store. So I thought she went to the store, and it was over the doors, you know. Of course, she'd come back. That's why she's staying so long. But I didn't say it. It wasn't that long ago I saw her go in the house.
Well, she went to work. She'd been to work.
No, she didn't go to work. She don't go to Friday and Saturday.
But she went to work again last week.
Yeah.
Well, now, Mae, what was it you told me Miss Bessie said? Miss Daisy wasn't doing too well down there.
Oh, yes, you just said, I asked you how she was doing, and you just said, well, she, how was it? I just understood maybe she just wasn't, you know, she was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's a right smart company to have, Miss Daisy, Miss Bessie.
Yes, it was. Tired out.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. You said she didn't, you know, she didn't know much what was going on down there.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And I just took it to mean that she, somebody else was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Her sister seems right lively, capable of doing things.
Yes, yes.
Tell you, Miss Daisy just likes to sort of work in her flowers and do things like that, and not have to. She gets tired when she has to do too many things.
I'll tell you what, why don't y'all just send the car? Now we can visit a little bit down there.
All right. Okay. I just told Miss Bessie I just want to get her out a little while.
Yes, that's
the main thing. Just
to get out of the
room. Just, yeah, we can just pull down there and see about see what these cows are all up to.
Yeah, let me see if I get my hat.
Okay.
Get my hat. Right.
Yeah. Oh.